getting ready to play some basketball.
I think these fans are ready to go. I think the players are ready to go. I know I'm ready to go. Let's get this thing rolling.
Let's take you through the starting lineups for the Tawas Area Braves. Number 5, Granite Behringer. Number 10, Vinny Frank. Number 12, Gavin Duque. Number 22, Gabe Kanishevsky. And number 23, Ethan Hedgeland. Their head coach is Todd Kames. For the Ascot Owls, number 1, Michael Getfrey. Number 11, Blake Malik. Number 21, Brendan Absidis. Number 23, Michael Rona. And number 33, Trevor Miller. Their head coach is Mike Pullen. Both big starting tonight for the Ascot Owls.
Yeah, and both big starting for the Tawas Braves. Last time out against Ogemaw, we didn't see much of them in the first half. So, you know, hey, they're getting ready to roll. They're going to try to match up a little size. Both good-looking starting lineups out here. So we're getting ready to tip it off.
Kind of the calm before the storm right now is we have just a quiet gym as the tip is won by Hedgeland, and here come the Tawas Area Braves. Left side, Gabe Kanishevsky, guarded by Michael Getfrey. Up top, Duque. Duque open for three. Knock it down.
Great start for the Braves.
Michael Getfrey walks it across for the Owls. 2-3 zone here. Kind of a box and one on Getfrey. Right side, Rona. He's open for three. Launches it. Too short. Rebound pulled down by Gabe Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky across the line. Inside to Hedgeland. Back outside, Duque. Duque for three again. Knock it down!
They got to jump that shot. They can't give Duque that look all night.
6-0 Braves early on. Getfrey right side to Rona. Rona inside Epsidis. Down low to Miller. Miller up through the contact. Blocked inside. Grabbed by Rona, and he'll be fouled. And the Owls will take it out of bounds.
Nice block right there by Hedgeland. The big fellas out there got those arms up, held their feet, held their ground. Nice job.
7-12 remaining in our first quarter. 6-0 Braves right away. Two threes by Gavin Duque. Foul goes on Kanishevsky, his first. Right side, Getfrey. They hand him off. Now he'll be guarded by Vinny Frank. Cross court to Michael Rohn, who's had the basketball a lot. He dribbles to the top to the free throw line. Hand off to Malik. Malik into the lane. Tries to bounce pass. Goes off of Tawas' foot. And it will stay with the Ascot Owls. Trigger man underneath is Michael Rona. He's looking and throws it out of bounds. Threw it right to, essentially, Coach Kames.
Nice
and not a great start here for the Owls.
Nice job right there by Tawas Area, though. They came out. You don't see man very often on an under-the-basket inbounds pass, but they successfully defended it.
Good job by the Braves to break the press, and now here they go. Vinny Frank goes left side. Kanishevsky wide open for three. No good. Rebound pulled down on the offense by Vinny Frank. He is fouled. He'll go to the line. He'll shoot two.
Strong rebound in there by Frank. Went up against the big guys and came down with it. He's going to reward himself with a couple of free throws right here.
Foul goes on number 11, Blake Malik, his first. Frank's first free throw is up, and it is good. 7-0 Tawas Area Braves. This game brought to you in part by Lake Effects Air Salon of Tawas City, Bay Party Store of East Tawas, Ubeck Motors of Tawas City, and Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. Second free throw good as well. 8-0 run to start the game for the Braves.
Braves going to pick them up man here.
Getfrey, right side, Rona. Rona stuck with the basketball. Inside Epsidis. Pump fake. Step back. Mid-range jumper is too short. Rebound to himself, though. Epsidis got it. Stuck. Kicks it back out to Rona. Rona works between the legs, and now we'll get it out to Getfrey. Getfrey screen from Epsidis. Step back, wanted the three, and now he'll shoot it. Blocked inside. Rebound Epsidis, though, and go up, and he'll be fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Behringer, his first, team second. 8-0 Tawas Area.
Tawas really extending on the defensive end here. It's almost a matchup zone that they're in. It looks like a man-to-man, but underneath they're not switching. So
Epsidis misses the first. Takes a few dribbles. Goes up, and he hits it. So that ends the Tawas run. Epsidis gets the Owls on the board. It's 8-1.
2-2-1 press here for Ascota.
Tawas keeps four players back. Kanishevsky crosses half court, goes right side, Dukai. Dukai into the lane. Pass back out to Vinny Frank. And we're going to have a charge on Vinny Frank. Blake Malik takes the charge. As Vinny Frank, I think, pushed with the off arm.
Nice job by the freshman right there. Bodying up, got his feet, moved his feet. Held his ground here.
That's one of those calls, right? You said that half the
time
is not going to agree with you, right?
It's always a tough one.
Epsidis has it at the free throw line. Outside Rona. Rona for three. Knock it down.
Took that shot earlier. It was just a little bit short. Had a lot better follow through. Even left it up there for the crowd to see.
First eight scored by the Braves. The last four scored by Owls. And it's 8-4.
Really?
The Braves break the press.
Really nice job of breaking the press right there.
Frank in the lane, and he's going to travel with the step through. He got caught, didn't know what he wanted to do, and that press right there, they didn't necessarily get the steal off the press, but what they do get is they get confusion.
Sped up.
Working too fast, and Vinny Frank didn't know where he was going with it. 8-4. Chance here for the Owls to cut it to a one-possession game. Double-teaming Geoffrey, and he's going to turn it over. Tried to do too much. Full court pass from Behringer to Frank. You can't lay it in. Jumped off the wrong foot. And he was uncomfortable with it. Rona inside to Miller. Miller up through the contact. No good. And rebound will come down to the floor and grabbed by Epsidis. Pass fake out to Rona. Open for three. No good. Rebound comes down to the Owls, though, and Malik. And now he'll slow it up. Right side, Rona. 4:38 to play in the first quarter. 8-4, Tawas. Geoffrey works off the screen. Elbow jumper, good. And a 6-0 run here by the Owls, and it's 8-6.
Epsidis with a really nice pick right there.
Kanishevsky goes right side, Dukai. Now they get it across half court. Dukai works around the screen and throws it right to Rona. And here come the Owls. They don't have numbers. Rona into the lane. Hand off Geoffrey. Little jumper, we're tied. Timeout, Braves. 4:04 to play. Each team has an 8-0 run on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you by Coletta Arabascoda, Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City, Alpena Community College with campuses in Alpena and Oscoda, D&M Supply of Homer, and Sobax Home Medical of Tawas City.
I think Todd Keams took that timeout to try and just calm them down a little bit here. They got doing a little something coming out of the press here, running a 1-4 up the court against this press of Oscoda.
Vinny Frank right side, drives inside, goes right to the bucket, and can't finish again. And now he's going to pick up his second foul. Vinny Frank has missed two layups. Jake Look and Alex Kames check in. Vinny Frank checks out with his two fouls. Ethan Hedgeland checks out. So they go away from the size right now to the Tawas area Braves.
I think they're trying to get a little bit better ball handlers in there, perhaps. Trying to just figure out this press right now. Not a lot of steals, but they're speeding them up on the offensive end.
Right side, Rona. Rona into Epsidis and timeout Owls. They didn't like what they saw. 3:42 to play. We're tied at 8 in the first quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. Tied at 8 on WKJC. This game brought to you in part by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Irisa of Tawas City, Auto Tech of East Tawas, and Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. Owls will trigger underneath. 3:42 to play in the first. We're tied at 8. Each team has had an 8-0 run. The Braves had the first 8. The Owls have had the last 8. Right side, Malik. Cross court pass to Rona. Up top to Geoffrey as they try to work around this. Like you mentioned, matchup zone. It's tough to see exactly what this is. Tough defense here for the Braves that essentially works out to a 2-3 zone, but they are really jumping every lane.
Yeah, and they were running a man, but they were leaving the three unders. But here they've gone to a straight jump-out zone press.
Left side, Rona. The Owls taking their time on offense. They've just been swinging it around. Don't worry. You haven't missed anything while we've been talking here. Just didn't feel like going through each and every pass as Geoffrey has it left side. Couple of jab steps. Now he works into the lane. Mid-range jumper is no good, but Miller pulls down the rebound. He goes up, and he finishes. And the Owls are on a 10-0 run. They take the lead.
We talked about that in the pregame. Who's going to establish themselves? Right now, it's Oscoda, the tougher team underneath.
Kames to look inside. He loses the basketball. We're going to have a jump ball underneath, and it will go to the home Owls. Fist pump from Coach Poland on that one. Happy with his team's effort. Cameron Fabian will check in for Trevor Miller.
Both teams getting after it right there. Diving on the floor. Got to like to see that. Coaches are happy. Todd Kames didn't say a whole lot right there because, hey, they're being aggressive. They're working hard.
2:30 to play in our first quarter. 10-8 Oscoda. On a 10-0 run. Left side Mallett. Cross court to Rona. He wants to get it inside. Nothing there. So he just goes to the mid-range and Apsidis. Apsidis pump fake. Goes up with the jumper. Too strong. Uncomfortable shot there by Apsidis. That just wasn't there. Rebound comes down to Kanishevsky. Left side to Jake Look. Braves first half-court offense felt like they've had in a long time. Dump inside Kanishevsky. Oscoda overcommits, and Kanishevsky lays it in. Tied at 10. Get free into the lane. Step through, and it's off the hands of Cameron Fabian.
Kanishevsky being very aggressive on both ends of the floor right now, making his presence known.
1:53 to play. We're tied at 10 in this first quarter. Owls into that 2-2-1 press. The Braves continue to they not show their hand what they're doing. Mocty is going to travel. He took an extra step. Again, the press isn't forcing a bad pass. The Braves just a little unsure of what they're doing with the basketball right now.
It is, and that's the fourth turnover they've had because of a travel or, like you talked about, just being uncomfortable at the offensive end once they break the press.
They're doing a great job of breaking the press. They've done really no bad passes whatsoever. Rona into the lane. Throws it across. Picked off by Granite Behringer. Up to Kanishevsky, who dribbles to the top of the key. Left side. Jake Look for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Geoffrey, and he'll dribble it up the court for the Owls. Tied at 10 with a minute to play in the first quarter. Geoffrey, step back three, and it rims out. Rebound Kanishevsky. He'll bring it up the court for the Braves. Go left side to Kames in the corner. He'll drive into the lane. Mid-range jumper. Good shot by Kames, and the Braves take the lead. 12-10, 53 seconds to play in our first quarter. Geoffrey taking his time to get across the line. 45 seconds to play. Dump inside Epsidis. Back out to Rona. Up top Geoffrey. He'll shoot the three. It's short. And rebound is grabbed by Mallett, who stepped on the line. So he'll be back to the Taos area Braves. Left side is Kanishevsky. It almost looks like a football play. The way they break it out of there, they got guys running routes through the 2-2-1 press. Right side, Kames. It's going to go out of bounds.
Once again, they're getting it over the half court, but they're sped up. They got to get the ball to the half court, slow it down, set up an offense. But right now, they're just really, really struggling. Not to break the press, but to get into an offense.
Yeah, once they get across half court, that seems to be where the issue is. That's not usually the case against a press. 15 seconds to play in our first quarter. Mike Miles has checked in for Michael Geoffrey. And a turnover here by the Owls, stolen by Kanishevsky. Here come the Braves. Left side look in the corner for three. Knock it down! Braves by five to end the first quarter, 15-10 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Leading scorer of the first quarter was Gavin Dukai with 6 points, 15-10. Taos over the top of Oscoda. This game brought to you in part by Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union. With 9 convenient locations to serve you, your local Nicklin family-owned McDonald's restaurant in Bopush Manufacturing in Taos City in Augray. Braves start with the basketball on a 7-0 run. Jake looked for three, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Kanishevsky, though, and then he threw it away. Just an ill-advised pass picked off by the Owls. Miles into the lane. He'll dribble it back out and kick it out to Michael Geoffrey on the right side. Back up top, that's Mike Miles. Left side, Mallett. And he'll go back to Geoffrey on the right side, working against that zone. The Owls continue to swing it around up top. 15-10. Trevor Miller now inside. Little floater. And he missed it. Rebound goes to Jake Look. Left side, Kames. Now to Mochte. Mochte into the lane. Bounce pass to Kames, who'll drive inside. Little floater, never had it. And rebound comes down to Epsidis. Left side, Geoffrey. Up top to Malik. Malik into the lane. He'll go up left hand. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Miller, and he will be fouled underneath.
Miller, once again, being the big guy down low, being physical, going after the ball. I'm not sure on the foul. Wasn't a lot of contact there, but I think it's just a fact of him getting great position and the Tawas players having to do a little bit of a reach around right there.
Foul goes on Kames, his first team fifth. Miles looking to get it in. Now he will get it to Geoffrey right in front of half court. Now to Epsidis at the free throw line. He will kick out to Miles. Miles open for three. Knock it down.
Nice job right there taking that extra pass. Wanted the shot. Found a better one.
And Kames just going to dribble right out of bounds. He dribbled right into Epsidis. Epsidis held his ground. And it'll be a turnover for the Braves.
First turnover in the backcourt, but that's the seventh turnover by Tawas in just over a quarter here.
15-13, Braves over top of Oscoda. 6:20 to play. Miles had it poked away, but able to regain it. Geoffrey goes left side back to Miles. Now up top Geoffrey. Now they swing it across to Rona on the right side. Rona goes up top Geoffrey. Now he gets a screen. He'll pull in for the mid-range jumper. It's short again, but he gets his own rebound. And he launches the three. It's short there, too. And rebound to Mochte. And Mochte will bring it across for the Tawas Braves. Right side, Kames inside to Hedgeland. Hedgeland outside, Kames. Nothing really there. Wanted the three. Goes up top to Granite Behringer. He'll hand it off to Jake Look. Up top, Behringer. Open for three. Too long. Rebound comes down, and we're going to get a foul on Ethan Hedgeland going over the top of Brendan Epsidis.
Tough break right there. That was a ball that was just kind of hanging around. Hedgeland being aggressive, going after the ball. Got Kanishevsky checking back in the game. I think that's a big play right here, getting him back in the game. He seems to be the one that's controlling the game.
5:40 to play in our second quarter, 15-13. Geoffrey has it up top, right side to Rona. Dribbles down, now pass it to Miller, goes back up top to Geoffrey. Geoffrey tries to work inside, nothing there. Cross-court pass, Rona, he'll try the three, and I think he had it partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Vinny Frank.
A little flat on that jumper right there.
Yeah, no legs underneath that whatsoever. Kanishevsky drives, right side, gets in the lane. Mid-range jumper, that's his shot, but it rims out. And a rebound comes down to Trevor Miller. That is the Kanishevsky shot right there, that little six-footer. Geoffrey to pull up three. Knock it down, and the Owls have the lead.
Oscoda needed that one. That was a big time for that shot to kind of slow things down, quell the spread a little bit here. Tawas with a nice job breaking the press.
Kames open for three in the corner. No good. Rebound, and a foul coming on Geoffrey here as he whacked Vinny Frank. And so it'll be the second team foul on the Owls, Geoffrey's first. Gavin Tukai, who scored the first 6 points of the game, checks back in.
They're going to call that one on the floor. Tawas will take it out underneath.
Owls 16, Tawas 15. Braves with the basketball. Kames open for three again. Fade away, knock it down.
Really nice play from underneath the bucket right there. Set the down screen, popped out for the three, and he knocked it down.
18-16, the Braves have the lead. Left side, Miles. Up top, Geoffrey. Right side, DeRona. Looking to get it inside. Dukai read the pass. One-on-one to the rim. Easy left-hand layup. And Dukai gets the bucket. Braves by four, 20-16.
Dukai so quick. Great job of jumping the route.
Inside, Miller. Can't handle it. Taken away by the Braves. Just a little bit too fast for Miller to handle. Kames thought about the pull-up three. Works around a screen. And he'll shoot the mid-range jumper too strong. Rebound to Epsidis and a foul here on Kanishevsky. And that will send Epsidis to the line to shoot a 1-1.
And That's a second foul right there as well here with just under 4 minutes to go. Coach Kames might have to think about taking him out, and that one was, there was no question about that when he come right over his back. Can't do that one.
Yeah, and he immediately, right as he did it, clapped his hands, realizing he had made a mistake. Rona checks out. And Malik will check in. Apsidis needs to make the first to get the second. It's one of two at the line today, and he's one of three. Rebound comes down to Vinny Frank. Braves lead by four, 20-16, halfway through our second quarter. Dukai for three on the right side, too strong. Rebound Apsidis.
Follow your shot, 12.
Man, Dukai's feeling it tonight, though. You can see Geoffrey right side for three, too short. Again, rebound to Dukai. He just takes off running. Doesn't have numbers, gets poked away by Dukai, or by Geoffrey, excuse me. Now it's Malik up the floor, and he throws it away.
Nice job right there by Dukai getting back. He made the mistake on the offensive end. Didn't hang his head. Got back on defense. Poked that one away. Great job. And nice recovery by Dukai.
How often does that happen where they get a frustration foul? And instead
Absolutely.
He just played good defense. And a foul here on FC. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Surprise. A little bit of contact over in that corner.
Just I was staying foul. I just assumed it. It was just out of bounds off of the Owls. Up top, it is Jake Look. Look tries to get it inside, knocked away by Geoffrey. .307 to play in our second quarter. Braves by four, 20-16. Vinny Frank looking to trigger inbound. Goes to Kanishevsky, mid-range jumper off the glass, and it is good. Braves lead by six.
Braves have been excellent on the inbound, out-of-bound plays today.
Right side, Miles, deep three, and it is short. Rebound hits the ground but comes away with it is Gabe Kanishevsky. And here come the Braves, leading by six. Right side, Dukai. Pump fakes the three. Now he'll launch, and it's off. And rebound to Brandon Apsidis.
That one was halfway down.
Malik, right side, Geoffrey. Geoffrey works into the lane. And now he'll dribble it back out and go up top to Malik. 2:30 to play in our first half. Right corner, that's Miller. Miller inside, Apsidis goes away from the contact and somehow still finished it. Apsidis is unorthodox, is I think the word that you can use.
That's beautiful.
22-18, left side three, Kanishevsky is short, never got his feet underneath of him. Rebound comes down to the Owls. Geoffrey works into the lane. Outside Malik. Malik a pump fake. And he'll now try to drive. What a play by Dukai to take it away. And somehow the Owls got it back. And here comes Michael Geoffrey with the basketball walking it across. Pump fake to three. Goes left side to Miles, who just airmails. And it'll go over the head of Geoffrey. And so here come the Taos area Braves now. Another turnover. 1:39 to play in our first half. Braves 22, Oscoda 18.
Turnovers starting to even out now. Oscoda, a couple of unforced turnovers right there that really are have been very costly.
Kanishevsky has it up top. Dribbling to the left side now. Tries to dump inside. He does. That's Behringer. Outside Kames. Right side Dukai. Dukai drives baseline. Outside Behringer. Up top Kames for three. No good. Rebound. Poked around and won by the Braves. Kanishevsky. Left side Dukai. And he will go cross court to Kames. Kames dump inside but kicked by Geoffrey. And he'll stay here with the Braves. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Dean Arbor Ford of Taos City, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Taos. Final minute of our first half. Right side three for Dukai. Knock it down. His third three of the night. Gives him 11 points. Geoffrey a pull-up three. It's short again.
Geoffrey just doesn't have his legs under him right now for whatever reason.
Left side, Dukai. He'll shoot the three. Knock it down again.
deep in the corner.
Braves by 10, 28-18. 35 seconds to play in our first half. Epcidas at the free throw line. He'll drive inside. Outside Rona for three. Left corner, it's short. Rebound underneath Miller, and he'll score. ...28-20. 15 seconds remaining in the first half. Dukai across to Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky into the corner is Kames. 10 seconds. Up top, Dukai. Dukai dribbles into a three. Knock it down again! 11 points in the quarter. That'll end the first half. It's Braves 31 and Oscoda 20 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Start our second half of action, 31-20. Towers over top of Oscoda. Leading scorer in that first half, Gavin Dukai. 17 points in that first half. Second leading scorer for the Braves was Alex Kames with 5. Leading the way for the Owls, Michael Geoffrey with 7.
You know, I really like the way that Dukai came out. He came out obviously on fire, but he kept shooting. He missed a couple, but you know what? He didn't get discouraged, and a couple of them were halfway down. The other guy from Tawas, Gabe Kanishevsky, what a half. 5 rebounds, and I'll tell you, he just was under control the whole time, kept things kind of settled down for Tawas. But you know, from the Oscoda side, they really struggled to do anything with those turnovers that they got from Tawas. They had a few gimmies, and they couldn't take advantage.
Yeah, I mentioned none of those turnovers for touchdowns. I don't think the Braves had a single one. I think every single one of their turnovers was a dead ball turnover, or they were able to fight back and work their way back into it. We got a fun second half on the way. Owls will start with the basketball. Both teams now will play offense in front of their own benches now, so you can have a little bit more changes on the fly. When it comes to offense,
Tawas coming out, opening up in that 2-3 zone, but they've really been extending that out a great deal today, not wanting to give Oscoda the 3-point shot.
Right side, Geoffrey inside to Miller. Miller up top to Malik, almost turned over. He drives in, goes left side to Rona. Dukai playing great defense. Malik drives in, mid-range jumper is good. And Malik gets the scoring started here in the second half, his first bucket of the game.
Oscoda staying in the press.
Dukai cross court. Epcidas almost got the steal. Now he does on Vinny Frank, and we're going to have a hold on Epcidas.
Well, they called it on Frank.
They did. They called it on 10.
They called it on 10, Frank.
Yeah, they called it on 10, Frank. Yeah,
it
is Owls basketball. Yeah. 31-22. Coach Kames does not like the call.
That was kind of a recovery call right there. He did a great job on the steal, but then when he didn't quite able to contain it, he did a little reach around. I think it was the right call.
That's Frank's third foul. And Epcidas and Rona fighting for the basketball, and we have a jump ball, and it's going to be Tawas basketball. The Owls, really fumbling the basketball for no reason right there into each other.
They could have had him for a held ball earlier on, honestly.
Kanishevsky right side to Dukai. Dukai outside. Kanishevsky's on the line, and Dukai's going to pick up a charge before the pass. And that'll be his first.
Coach Kames had a quick seat on that one. I'm not sure that he liked the call.
Here come the Owls now. Left side, Geoffrey double-teamed immediately. Smart strategy by the Braves. The minute Geoffrey touches the ball, send two at him. Well, this time they don't send anybody at him, and he knocks down a three.
That was a product of reversing the basketball, and that's what you can do against that zone if you don't jump it.
Braves by 6, 31-25. Frank left side for 3. Too strong.
Follow your rebound. Shot, young man.
The ball is rolling around on the ground. We got to have a jump ball here soon, right? There it is, and it'll go to the Owls. But you're right. That's twice now you've seen a Brave not follow their shot, and a rebound would have came right back to them.
One of those lost arts, I think, my friend.
Malik will bring it across the line, right side to Rona. Inside Epsidis, back Rona, open for three. Knock it down. Good start by the Owls, 8-0 run. And they trail only by three, 31-28. Left side to Kanishevsky, now to the corners, Frank. Ball is tipped as they try to get it back up top to Hedgeland. Now he'll go left side. Down inside to Behringer. Behringer working through the contact and rebound pulled down by Miller.
Nice job by Miller inside. He's had a nice game tonight. That's his sixth rebound.
Rona now has it outside for the Owls. Dukai really extending that zone. Geoffrey right side wanted to pull up for three, and he's going to make a cross-court pass, almost picked off. And now we have a foul underneath on Granite Behringer. That is the third team foul of the half on the Braves. Behringer second. Inbounding underneath. Left side, Geoffrey wide open for the tie. Knock it down. 11-0 run to start the half. Timeout, Braves. 5:37 to go in the third on WKJC, your power station for sports. Basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you in part by Miles & Sons Insurance of Oscoda, Sandish and Pinconning, Oscoda Area Chiropractic, Seymour's Home Decor Center, Friel's Market of Tawa City, and State Farm agent Sean Clark in Oscoda.
Hey, don't look now, my friend, but this is a ball game, 31-31, and you know, twice, we talked about it, they played really good defense tonight on Geoffrey, but those last two trips, they've left him wide open, and he's made him pay. 13 points now for Geoffrey.
11-0 run to start the half for the Owls, and they've tied it up at 31. And here come the Braves.
Oscoda extending their press now.
Dukai gets it across the line, throws it across, and it is picked off by the Owls. But Epsidis threw it white to Vinny Frank, can't quite hang it, ball on the ground, and timeout Oscoda. Geoffrey got the timeout. With 5:25 to play in the second half, I honestly wasn't sure that players could take timeouts.
Well, and I don't believe he was in possession of the basketball when they took the timeout.
Well,
so
Miles was. Miles was on top of it. Or not Miles. Malik, excuse me, was on top of it.
Okay. All right. I didn't necessarily see that he was in. He was in possession of it. So okay. Well, it got a little hairy there for a few minutes. It looked like a little contact. They let him play through it, and Oscoda will keep possession of the ball here.
Referees are letting a lot of hand fighting go. They're not letting a lot of body stuff go. They're letting a lot of stuff with the hands go. And a shoe has been thrown onto the court.
Hey, you don't see that every day.
Get that cleared out of there, and here come the Owls.
I should have bet on that on Sunday. It was the only bet I didn't make.
Right side, it's Michael Rona. He'll go to Epsidis, back to Rona. Wide open for three, so he pulls it. It's off right. Rebound to Hedgeland.
Once again, follow the shot. We keep talking about it, but we would have come right back to him.
Kanishevsky for the Braves. Right side to Dukai. Guarded, just smothered by Rona. Back to Kanishevsky, pump fake the three, spins it out, and he'll go up top. Behringer, left side, wide open. Vinny Frank for the corner, no good. Rebound, punched around, and both these teams just fighting for the rebound. And now we're going to get a foul on the Braves. As Vinny Frank, I think, picked up his fourth foul. He did. Fourth team foul.
Almost 5 minutes to go here in the third period, and he's going to have to sit for a while.
Probably until about this point of the fourth quarter. Epsidis with it up top, goes right side to Rona. Now dumped down short corner to Miller. Back up top to the free throw line, that's Epsidis. Pump fake, cross court Rona. He'll try the three, no good. Ball and no spin on it whatsoever. And Malik gets the rebound. Smallest guy in the court, now he's trapped. But kick out to Epsidis. Epstein inside to Miller, and Epstein got his feet moving a little too much and traveled. Tied at 31, 4:17 to play in our third quarter, and the Braves turn it right over. Here comes Geoffrey. Geoffrey into the lane, had it knocked away. Ball on the ground, and we're going to have a held ball, and it'll go back to the Braves. I didn't see who poked it away from Geoffrey, but whoever did, fantastic play.
Yeah, it looked like Duke guy had gotten back and got his feet set. He's got quick hands and loves to jump into that passing lane. He's a menace.
You can tell he's focused for this one, man. He wants this win. Dukai right side. Up top to Behringer. They break the press. Now they go to Jake Look. Jake Look threw it away. Right to Mutta.
I think he was expecting a cutter right there that never came.
I think you're right. Geoffrey has it now for the Owls. Geoffrey to the free throw line. Getting pushed off. And now he'll hand it out to Malik, who gets it right back to him. Jake Look playing great defense on Geoffrey. To Miller now in the corner. Dump inside Epsidis. Epsidis goes up in the lane. No good. Miller offensive rebound, and he'll be fouled on his way up. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. And Granite Behringer does not like the call.
That's the seventh rebound by Miller. We talked about it. Talked about it early on. Who could control down low? And right now, Miller is the guy that stepped up for Oscoda. Seventh rebound for the big fella.
Third foul on Behringer. Miller's first free throw is short. This game brought to you in part by Hungry Howie's Pizza in East Dallas and Oscoda. Dallas Bay Agency of East Dallas, Gary Oil and Propane of Oscoda, and Hale and Coles Appliance of Tawas City and Lincoln.
Foul's starting to become an issue for Tawas right now as well. That's five on Tawas this half, and none yet for Oscoda have been called.
Miller makes the second. Now a 12-0 run to start the half, and the Owls have the lead. Kanishevsky, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound to Geoffrey.
Like to see him take one more dribble and go to the rack right there.
Or even get to, you know, like I said, he loves that little five-foot jumper. Get to that spot that Kanishevsky's so deadly with. And now it is the Owls by one. A 12-0 run here to start the second half. And they have taken the air out of the basketball here. I mean, they are just dribbling with it up top. Left side, Rona. This missed a few threes. Now he's going to take his time with it. Go right back up top to Malik. They are trying to run the clock out here of the third quarter almost. Just really trying to slow down the Braves.
I think they're really wanting to make them extend that defense out even further and maybe open something up inside. Maybe get Miller an easy look under the bucket.
They are just dribbling around up top in no run. Now they make a pass inside the arc to Epsidis. Goes right back out to Michael Rona. Run about a minute of this possession. And now Geoffrey gets by, but he lost it. Dukai to Kanishevsky ahead of everybody who made the layup. That is the danger of doing that.
Absolutely it is, man. You take yourself out of your game. They were in a rhythm, and they got themselves out of a rhythm. Let's see how they can come back from it here.
Braves by one, 33-32. Miller has it right corner, up top to Rona. And they'll go to the top of the key now to Malik. Malik works in the lane, lost it, and Dukai gets the steal. Dukai up court, into the lane, goes up and finishes.
Really nice body control.
For Oscoda. And no, we have an injury on the floor. It's not a timeout. We have an injury way back on the other side of the court.
That looks like the freshman. Is that Malik?
Yeah, that's Malik who is hurt. So they'll look at him as Dukai makes it a 35-32 game in favor of the Tawas Braves. While they work that out, we'll take a break here on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Good news is Blake Malik able to walk off the floor under his own power. I still don't know what the injury was. I couldn't really tell what
it was.
What
yeah, it was behind the play. I think maybe he got tangled up on somebody's foot. He came off under his own power, though. I think you'll see him back in the game.
It's 35-32 Tawas here in the third quarter. 1.5 to play in our third quarter. Left side, Miller. Up top, Geoffrey open for three. A little short. But the rebound comes right down to Miller. Wow, what a gift to Miller. Two Tawas Braves had a chance at it, and they just let it go over their heads, and Miller gets the bucket. Kanishevsky, left side to Mokdi. Up top, Behringer, left side, Kames, open for three over Epsidis. No good. Rebound pulled down by Michael Rona. And here come the Owls. 35-34. The Braves lead the Owls. 1 minute remaining in the third. Gepfrey has it up top. He's had a strong quarter. Now back up top to Gepfrey. Right side to Miles. And they try to dump inside Miller. Great hands by Kanishevsky. Gets the steal. Jake Look will bring it up for the Braves. Up top to Behringer. Left side, Kims. He's wide open for three, and he couldn't hit it. Rebound by Kanishevsky, though, and he will shoot. And he was fouled on the shot. Foul goes on Miller, and Oscoda's lack of effort there on the rebound and on everything. They just seemed to stop playing.
Yeah, I'm not sure really what happened right there. It was kind of odd to watch. It was like a delayed reaction to the shot. But I'll tell you, Kanishevsky's playing hard. You know, he's had a really, really strong game tonight. I've got him down for five, six, seven rebounds already. Has controlled the pace of the game like we talked about he needed to do. So I like the way that he's playing tonight. But he's got 6 points now as well.
Missed the first free throw. He'll attempt the second. And that one's good. That puts the Braves up by two, 36-34. Right side, Rona up top to Gepfrey. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. And we'll see if the Owls maybe tried to hold for one here.
I don't think they'll be in any hurry here. I think they'll be more than happy to know they've got the chance to tie the game here or maybe take the lead with a three.
The Braves not extending that zone out as much as they were earlier. 7 seconds, and now here comes Gepfrey. Now he's got to make a move. Gets the screen. Mid-range jumper for the tie. Got it. And that'll end the quarter. We're tied at 36 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Tied at 36. As we start our fourth quarter, the Owls have the basketball. A 16-5 third quarter for the Owls. Cut an 11-point halftime deficit. They swing the ball around the 2-3 zone for the Braves. Michael Gepfrey with it up top, right side Rona. Now down to Miller. Miller up top. Gepfrey into the lane. Little hesitation, but too strong on the shot. Rebound Kanishevsky, and Kepfrey's going to knock it out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Braves.
Get rid of the ball.
7:25 to play in our fourth quarter. This game brought to you in part by My Michigan Health, JT Nails and JT's Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda, Hempel and Shermer Construction of East Dallas, and Murphy Home Furnishings of East Dallas. A shot underneath and a foul on the Owls. And Behringer will go to the line to shoot two. Fouls on Miles is first.
2. Failed to stop the ball on the inbound right there. They're lucky. Jake Look had a great look at the bucket, but couldn't knock it down. Good rebound right there. You know, nice offensive rebound by Behringer. Haven't heard a lot of them today, but timely
that
bucket right there. First bucket of the night.
Yeah, that free throw he just made, his first points tonight. Second free throw, good. And that'll make it 38-36. Tallis with that lead. Up top, Gepfrey. Screen from Fabian, top of the zone. Hand off to Rona. And he'll go left side to Mike Miles. Cross court to Gepfrey. Inside to Miller. Miller tried to get it to Fabian. Behringer knew it, and he picked it off. Gepfrey gets a hand in it, and
great
he'll
hands.
Take it away.
Great hands by Gepfrey right there.
And here come the Owls. Gepfrey off the screen. Mid-range jumper. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Miles. Behringer couldn't get it. Gepfrey tried to step into a three. Goes left side Miles, who go cross court to Rona.
Dangerous pass.
Yeah, Coach Pullen even kind of flinched at that one. He wasn't sure about that. 38-36 Braves. 6:20 to play in our contest. The Owls taking their time on offense. Gepfrey gets a screen. Inside
nice.
Miller. Great pass and a finish.
Nice pass.
got that defense to relax, and we're tied at 38. Quick passing by the Braves. Kames open for three in the corner, and no good. Rebound tipped up and good by Behringer. Braves take the lead again.
Two big trips for Behringer right there. Been completely quiet all night. He's got the last four for the Braves.
40-38. Braves with the two-point lead. Might see this one stay close the rest of the way. Miller up top to Geoffrey. He'll step into a three, instead pass it out. Rona had the drive opportunity there, elected not to take it. Instead goes up to Geoffrey, right side. Rona wide open for three. No good. Rona, tough night from the three-point line. Rebound pulled down by Behringer. Right side, Jake Look. He'll drive inside and lose the basketball, and it'll go off of Fabian, and it'll stay with the Taos area Braves. Alex Kames will trigger underneath. This game brought to you in part by Muffler Man of Taos City and Miller and Wilbur Small Engine Repair of Taos City. Right side, Mocky. Kames in the corner for three. No good. Rebound poked around and won by Kanishevsky. Left side, Jake looked for three. Knock it down!
Once again, Kanishevsky right in the middle of it. Got the rebound. Didn't go back up with it. Didn't have the shot. Looked out for a wide open three. That's just a heads-up basketball play by a really nice basketball player.
Timeout, Osceola. It's 43-38. Back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. Basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you in part by Randy's Towing of Northeast Michigan, Cooper Standard of Osceola, and the F-41 Laundromat of Osceola.
Braves getting some, Braves getting some really nice minutes out of Granite Behringer right there. Had a really nice run, got a nice rebound on this end, had a couple of buckets on the other end. On the other side for Osceola, you know, Trevor Miller just keeps being a force underneath. Set a beautiful screen out here on that triple as well. Also got eight rebounds. Great basketball game, 43-38. Here come the Owls.
Up top, Geoffrey. Right side, Rona. Rona dribbling through the zone. They got to find some penetration in the zone. They've been settling for either passes inside or for the three-point shot. And instead, Miles going to shoot a three and, well, knock it down. So that works out. That'll make it 43-41, and the Braves turn it over. Owls with a chance to tie. Miller inside, blocked by Behringer. That's really? Miller taking a risk, or Behringer taking
Absolutely.
A risk right there.
For sure. Really nice look up the floor. Had him wide open underneath. Behringer came from nowhere to block that one.
Geoffrey has it outside. Cross court to Miles. Inside to Apsidis. He goes right back out. And Geoffrey has it up top. Looks for the step back jumper. Now goes to Rona. Rona up top to Geoffrey. Gets a screen by Apsidis. Goes right side to Miles. Miles right back up top to Geoffrey. 4:10 remaining in the contest. Braves by two. Miles in the corner for three. No good. Rebound tipped around, and it is won by Trevor Miller. Hands it off to Apsidis, and he missed it. He missed the bunny. The foul on Miles, I believe, is going the other way.
All right, let's see how Epsidis comes out of this. He's really upset with himself. He clearly missed a wide-open layup. Hey, young man, get your head up. Play basketball. 4 minutes to go in a two-point game. You can think about that one later.
Hey, he is extremely frustrated. See, you know, this is typically where a guy can make a play. And Miles with the steal. Geoffrey now with the basketball up the court. Into the lane. Mid-range jumper off the glass. No good. And knocked out of bounds. And a foul coming to the... Oh, no, just out of bounds. He put his fist up. He meant just out of bounds off of the Braves, and it'll stay with the Owls.
Wow, Epsidis just flew over his back right there. Taos frustrated.
3:42 to play. Braves by two. Osceola with the basketball. 43-41, our score. Miles fakes the pass. Dukai wanted to jump it. Apsidis, right side to Rona, into Miller. Miller up top, Kepri. Left side, Miles for three. Good D by Behringer, and Miles misses the jumper. Rona with the rebound inside, and he'll get it out to Miller. Miller fighting for it underneath. Bodies on the floor, ball on the floor, thrown up. Apsidis has it. Pump fake out to Kepri. And now Rona with it. And Coach Poland is excited for his team fighting right now. He comes up the crowd. Miles into the lane. Cross court, Rona.
Wide open.
No.
Oh, halfway down.
Kepri tipped it up and in. What a tip by Kepri. And we're tied at 43. And a foul here on Miller as he stopped Dukai. With 2:49 to play, what a tip by Michael Kepri.
He came out of nowhere for that tip.
This place would have gone nuts if Rona made that three.
It was halfway down.
The Braves with the basketball. Jake Look, tie game at 43. Left side, Kames. He drives baseline right to the rim. Outside, Dukai. Dukai into the short corner, and we're going to get a three in the lane on Granite Behringer.
Wow.
That is not the time for that call.
Not one you see very often, honestly.
Granite Behringer picks up 3 seconds in the key. And that call is only ever made because somebody brought it up. Somebody brought it up to an official and said, hey, Behringer's camping out in there. As Kepri walks it across, 2.5 minutes to play. We are tied at 43. This game feels like overtime written all over it, doesn't it?
Hey, why not? We've been here this long, my friend.
That's right. Why not? We did an hour and a half of pregame. We're
absolutely
past 9:15 now. As Rona struggles with the basketball, we'll hand it off to Miles. Miles, a little trouble with it again. Looking, now gets it to Kepri. Kepri stuck in the corner, able to get it out to Apsidis.
A lot of contact right there in the corner. They're letting them play.
Yeah, they're going to let them finish it, I think, themselves here. Miles will pull up the mid-range jumper and just forced it, and a foul on the shot. Behringer undercut him. That's 100% the correct call. Behringer got him with the body on the shot, and Miles will go to the line to shoot two.
And 50% of this place loves it.
It's another call you don't see very often, but it was 100% the right call. He did not give Miles a place to land, and he makes the free throw. And the Owls have the lead, 44-43. 1:46 to play. Second free throw short, rebounded by Behringer. Kanishevsky, cross court to Look.
Watch out for Dukai here. I can feel one coming. Oh, nice look.
Blocked inside by Kepri. It was a great look to Behringer, but this time he gets blocked. Owls with the basketball. And timeout, Oscoda. 1:27 to play. It's the Owls by one. They'll take a 60-second, and I think we could use 30 seconds ourselves.
Woo!
Here at WKJC, your power station for sports. Closing stages of our fourth quarter, Owls by one. This game brought to you in part by Metalodge of Tawa City, the Alcona Health Centers, Northeastern Windy Windorf, Harrisville and Alpena, the Barash Funeral Home in Oscoda, Tawa City, Augrey, Hale, Prescott and Twining, Edward Jones of East Tawas, and the committee to elect Mike Holtley of Augrey as 99th District State Representative.
Well, it looks like it's going to come down to the final minutes. That's what we were hoping for.
This place is going to get a whole lot louder before it gets quieter, that's for sure.
Be interesting to see if Oscoda tries to take the air out of the ball here. 1:30 left.
Well, they give it to Kepri way back at the Tawas free throw line to walk it across. Dukai going to match him up man-to-man. Looks like the Braves are in man-to-man.
Braves are going to come out in man. That's a good call. Dukai's got to give him a little bit of pressure here. He's going to just dribble it out.
Now Coach Kames tells him, you got to play off. Dukai gets the poke, and it is going to stay with the Owls. 1:06 to play.
Great hands by Dukai right there. Just about knocked it off Guthrie's foot.
Miles will inbound from the scorer's table. And it goes into the backcourt to Kepri. Dukai playing man-to-man on him. Geoffrey right into the lane, and a foul coming on Dukai. That is the seventh, and that'll send Geoffrey to the line to shoot a one-and-one. 59.9 remaining on the clock.
That's a really, really tough call right there. That was reached in a little bit. Might have caught a little bit of arm.
Is there someone leaving right now? Too tough of the game for him right now. Can't handle it.
Big free throws right here. Just under a minute. 44-43.
First free throw good for Geoffrey.
That was a big one. That'll get him the bonus.
18 points on the night for Geoffrey. Owls by two, 45-43.
Coach calling off the press here. He's going to let Tawas bring it up the floor for the first time tonight. Watch out for a little half court.
They can tell by the noise that they got the second free throw. It's 46-43. Dukai to Kanishevsky. He'll drive inside. Cross court to Kames. Left side, Hedgeland. Back to Kames. 45 seconds remaining. Kanishevsky into the lane. Cross court, Dukai. It's man-to-man defense for the Owls, too. Open for three. Hedgeland knocks it down. We're tied.
Where'd that guy come from?
First points of the night for Ethan Hedgeland. We're tied at 46. 23 seconds remaining.
Oh, Geoffrey pushed off right there. Look at Dukai go after.
Dukai poked it away. Kanishevsky's got it. Into the lane. Bucket is good. Time up. Ascona. Braves by two.
And Hedgeland, check that. Geoffrey's out at the half-court line, not getting up.
And his ankle is what's hurt. 12.5 on the clock. It's Braves by two, 48-46. And Geoffrey, it'll be tough to take him out of this game. He's walking on it.
Pretty gingerly. He says he's good. It's going to take a lot, I would think, to get him out of this game right now. 48-46. 12 seconds left. I tell you, the fouls right here situation becomes interesting, Brad. Ascona with seven. They can commit a couple of fouls here before sending them to the line.
Yeah, that's interesting, yeah.
Ascona only has four.
Yeah, so if they do not score here, yeah, they're going to have to foul and foul often.
Yes.
There's nobody in foul trouble. The Owls only have, I believe, six fouls for the game. I think
right. They
only had two in the first half. But, man, what a play by Gavin Dukai.
Unbelievable.
To poke that ball away and for Kanishevsky to run it down and be able to make that play. As the Tawas fans are going nuts, the Owls fans are going nuts. A lot of people biting fingernails right now. As what a push here at the end of the game by the Braves.
Gotta love high school basketball on a Friday night. We just got done talking about it all pregame. This is what we expected. Everybody here's got their money's worth, no doubt about that. Loving these two cheering sections, too. Students going great. Let's just hang on. At least 12 more seconds, right, Brad? You called overtime. Let's see if it happens.
Geoffrey stays in the game. We'll see. He hasn't gotten his legs underneath him all the way tonight. Now let's see with that hurt ankle. Dukai will pick him up at two-thirds court. Geoffrey picks it up. 8 seconds. This is just ISO with Geoffrey. It's his game to tie or to take the lead. Turn around, jumper, no good. Miller can't handle it. Braves win! Braves win! 48-46! What an absolute stunner! What a game! And what a finish by the Tawas Area Braves!